with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still. Dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stemmed by the flash of a split the night and touch the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe.
Welcome to another episode of TLB Talk Radio, and today's show is for September 3rd, 2023, and it is a fine Sunday where I am. The sun is shining. It's a beautiful day, but that's part of an illusion. What's the title of today's show? Illusions, Delusions, and Tyranny. Let's talk about how they all seem to be working. I don't know. They all seem to be employed towards the same goals today, and we will get into that deeper. This is episode 81 of TLB Talk Radio on Republic Broadcasting Network. And do me a favor, I have to cut this a little shorter today, the intro, because I have information to put out. Plus, I do have a guest for the second half hour. So I'm going to get through this as quickly as possible. I'm going to tell you that RBN is a valuable platform. And if you are a contributor, please consider what you hear me saying every week. Figure what you pay over the course of the year, divide it by 12, go in and make that a reoccurring donation. First off, you don't have to remember to send the money anymore. And second off, you're not sending any more than you usually did over the course of a year. You're just sending it in a payment each month that they can count on to give you bigger, better, better, faster. Also, hello? Okay. All right. I was just told by the producers that all of a sudden my channel went dead. So, and I don't know what happened, but anyway, let's see if it happens again. And if it does, that's probably not going to be really cool. And no, it wouldn't be RBN's fault. But anyway, what I was saying is do RBN a favor, give them peace of mind. Whatever you donate to RBN over the course of the year, divide it by 12 and make that a reoccurring payment. Why? Two reasons. One, you don't have to remember to send them any money again. It's going to be automatic. And two, you're not sending any more than you have already been sending over the course of the year, but you're giving them so much each month in a guaranteed payment, which means they can give you bigger, better, better, faster because they know what's coming in each month. So take the question mark away from them and give bigger, better, better, faster to you. All right? As usual, before I get started, I need to say thank you to all of these platforms because these are the platforms that help the Liberty Beacon Project get its word out. As I say every week, and even if I'm going to cut this short, I'm going to say this. This is not entertainment, nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. Most of what I deliver in your face is reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability, depending on our course of action. No, I won't go over that again. You people need to understand. We know their course of action. What we haven't figured out yet is ours. And that becomes more important every single day the tyranny grows. As usual, links to applicable references and articles will be included in an article containing this archive show, published every Monday on thelibertybeacon.com by noon central. Also, my one-hour shows, unless it's a really, really weird situation, I don't have time for calls, especially with the guest I will be having in the second half hour. Again, and yes, I do get an occasional question on the article that's published every Monday on the Liberty Beacon. And if you wish to comment on the show, I will personally answer your comments on that article. Okay, so it's not that you don't have a voice, it's just that I don't have time in an hour to accomplish everything I would like to accomplish. And it's not for me, it's information I'm delivering to you. So let's get into this because I want to get through an article I saw that absolutely made me trip over myself because this is what I intended to talk about, but it had already been put together in a very logical fashion for me. Roger loves to find people who do their homework or have, I would have to say, a mindset that is close to mine because it's hard to really jump into someone else's article who totally doesn't believe anything you do. And I think you all understand what I'm saying. But let's get into this. Remember, the name of the show today is TLB Talk Radio, Illusions, Delusions, and Tyranny. Not a joke. Okay? On today's show, we will present additional information and perspective on the inevitable, hopefully sooner than later, takedown of the Biden crime family. The need to wake up America to the blatant and overwhelming tyranny stuffed into the faces of we the people on a daily basis via manufactured illusions meant to elicit delusions on a massive scale. That's not a joke. You talk to any psychologist, you explain to him what's going on in this country, what he's probably going to say breaks down in plain English to this, and I will say it again. The need to wake up America to the blatant and overwhelming tyranny being stuffed in our faces, the faces of we the people on a daily basis, via manufactured illusions meant to elicit delusions on a massive scale. This is now paramount. In their books, it's paramount. If they don't do this, they're losing. Why are they losing? We're going to get into this. And their losing has massive consequences. And also, let's discuss what we can do to learn more and hold discussions with those who share your fears and concerns and possible solutions. Because the amount of places where you can go to accomplish anything I just said is small and shrinking daily. Well, gee, this would be a really good place for Roger to say this was the reason the Liberty Beacon Project put together TLB Talk in the first place. Because we saw your ability to talk going down the crapper. In the show's second half, I will be joined by Tom D., who serves as a consultant for Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, our partner. And he also serves as the administrative director of the Liberty Beacon Project. So he's one of our senior staff members. We will discuss the need for a platform like TLBTalk.com and the very reason that need exists. Listen to me. In a nation supposedly built on a foundation of freedom of speech. Now, for everybody who says built on a foundation of freedom of speech, what are you talking about, Roger? Which amendment is that? Is it number 37? Is it number 25? Is it number 16? Is it number 5? No, it's number 1, people. Because if you do not have the right to say what's wrong, to say when tyranny occurs, to say when treason occurs, if you do not have the right to do this, there is no First Amendment. And without the First Amendment, none of the others exist. It's the first. For a reason, people. It's your ability to redress the tyranny of your government. And when they stop that, then tyranny has gone into hyperdrive and you have accepted it. Gee, did Roger really say that? Yeah, he did. You have accepted it. Again, it's not the 100th Amendment. It's the first. Everything is built on that. So let's continue. I'm going to take a closer look at an article done by Edward R. Zuckerbrod. And yes, that's actually the name of the author, Zuckerbrod. Okay? And listen to me. The title, of course, I'm not going to read it word for word, but he's got some brilliant points. And I've got till the end of the first half hour to get through this because I am very anxious to bring Tom in on the second half hour. Okay, let's start off with what's Edward's title? Edward's title is Cutting Through Biden's Illusions. Oh, gee, what's the title of Roger's show? Illusions, Delusions, and Tyranny. Yeah. Okay. Shokin is talking. Who is Shokin? Yeah, he's the Ukrainian chief prosecutor that Biden got dumped. Shokin is talking, and that could spell even more bad news for Joe Biden's stubborn insistence in the face of mounting evidence to the contrary that he had nothing to do with his son's slimy business activities. Yes. How many times have you actually heard him say that? I can count at least a dozen. Okay? It's not hard to trace it back. It's on YouTube videos. It's on Rumble videos. It's on BitChute videos, him saying that. So what we have to start all of this off, and yes, this is me, this is not Edward, is absolute proof beyond a shadow of a doubt this guy has no scruples and has no problems lying to you and me. And who else? Who else? Not once, but over and over and over again. Though the former Ukrainian chief prosecutor cannot independently confirm what the FBI's trusted confidential source alleges, that Viktor Shokin's Biden-arranged departure was the result of Burisma bribes. Hey, the stench surrounding the whole affair is becoming too oppressive for even the liberals to ignore. Expect to see more damaging details filter out shortly. And it's not a guess. Unless they pop a cap into this Shokin guy over in the Ukraine, he's not done talking. He's already said that. But with the deep state the United States has buried in the Ukraine, with the money laundering that has gone on through the Ukraine, and I could go on and on, one of the most crooked, yeah, and do you think maybe Zelensky is a puppet? What we are looking at here is beyond anything any of us would have known. I knew a lot of this before Joe Bob got elected. I knew a lot of this. But a vast majority of people didn't. All they knew was a lot of people like me didn't trust this guy. We called him a liar. We said he was a traitor. We said he all of these things. But we couldn't prove that. We couldn't prove it to you because at that point in time, we didn't have these people stepping forward. What we did have was Joe Bob bragging about it. Yup, if you don't get fired, you ain't getting $1 billion. How many of you remember that? This is an American vice president holding a nation ransom for what? The advancement of his son's pocket. And inevitably, his own pocket. What we are seeing here is so far beyond belief. And people say, why don't you let this die, Roger? Because if we let this die, where does the treason stop, people? Where does it stop? If there is no accountability for the biggest, treason or tyranny slammed in the face of America from the highest muckety mucks in our government, then when do you think this is going to stop? Because the answer is, it never will. You will have set a precedent that they will take and run with. How do I know this? I've been watching it for 69 years. Well, maybe 65. When I was 4 years old, I probably wasn't doing too much in politics. But the point is, I've been here long enough to see this and to understand this. Okay, so let's take this step even further, okay? Through the former Ukraine chief prosecutor, a lot of this is coming to light. So under the circumstances, the only logical thing for Democrats to do is pile on another batch of indictments to the already lengthy list of criminal charges facing Donald Trump, as viciously partisan Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fannie Willis has seen fit to do. But if you take a look, she's got her problems now, too. Yes, she does. And as this unfolds, what you are looking at is America's future. If they can, if the deep state can keep Trump from running for president again with how many bogus charges, one stacked right on top of the other, right on top of the other. If they get this to the point where he cannot run for president, what do you think we will see in this country? And if, I'm saying if, I'm not telling you it's going to happen, but if this sparks some sort of a civil war in this country, wouldn't you think that that inevitability was exactly what they were looking for? Because at what point can you send in federal troops to quash any of this, what they will term a rebellion, in which case America will go under a totally different lockdown? And we will be ruled by tyranny that even COVID couldn't match. Not a joke, people. But this is where we stand. If you think that prior to the 2024 election, those who run this country, the deep state, of which Joe Bob is their leading puppet, isn't going to try their damnedest to create an emergency in this country that will either delay or push the election back so far that it will have even further disastrous consequences on America. I know we're not thinking about that. I know nobody's thinking about that. But do you think Joe Bob could actually win if the polls were being watched? Do you think any Democrat could possibly win with the deck being so highly stacked against them unless we had a repeat in some fashion or another of 2020, 2022, whatever? Do you think? What we're looking at right now is the highest level of tyranny America has ever faced. And you're being told, shut up, don't talk about it, and definitely don't publish about it. How do I know? Again, let's go back to Roger's Facebook page, which used to have 27,000 people on it and now has a little over 8,500. And how many people actually see what I put out? 5 or 6 people a day? Are you kidding me? Not a joke. And it's not just me, so don't say maybe people just don't like you, Roger. If that was the case, I would have no friends, not to limit 5,000. I would have no followers, not about 4,000. Okay? And those numbers used to be a lot higher. But if you're not seeing anything I'm doing, why would you come back, or why would you even come to follow or to ask if I would be your friend if you're seeing nothing from me? Okay. But try as they might to divert attention from the Bidens going, I don't know. Look, if they're going to do this by pushing and going more forcefully against Trump, a giant boulder of trouble is gaining speed on its downhill roll despite the best Democrat efforts to halt its progress. There will be an inevitability. The inevitability is, the Republicans are taking their sweet time, but they are looking into this. There are also private organizations looking into this. We also have, right now we know, whistleblowers at many levels in the DOJ, whistleblowers in the FBI, whistleblowers in that used to work for the Ukrainian government, whistleblowers. The inevitability here is it's going to get to be too much. I'm going to say something I want everybody to understand. It's a possibility. That's the reason I bring it up. Not because I wish to see it happen or not because I'm telling you it's going to happen, but it's a possibility. The deeper Joe gets into this, the more proof that comes out. If that laptop is actually made public and other things are actually made public, what will we see? And will the Democratic Party step up and ask Joe to resign? Literally, to resign. And if Joe says no, then, and I hate like hell to say this, will the inevitability be that Joe Bob won't live to see the election in 2024? Stop and think, people. What has the Democratic Party, which is the party of tyranny today, we all know that, even a lot of Democrats know that, what do they have to gain with Joe Biden going forward with everything that's falling out of the sky? It's raining. Raining what? Whistleblowers. Whistleblowers against who? The Biden-Crime family. There is an inevitability here. We're all upset. We're all tired of waiting. We all know this could have been done much quicker. Look what they did to Trump, who has how many accusations? But how many of these trials have we already seen, and how many of them has he actually been found guilty of? And how many of them have just been canceled because there is nothing to back? But yet we have absolute proof beyond a shadow of a doubt of Biden family criminality before and after he entered the White House. And we don't even have one single Biden family member going to court. Now, we have, let me take that back. Hunter is, and Hunter got a deal, and that got screwed up a little bit, but that's because of his taxes, okay? That's not so much because of the corruption, but what everybody is thinking right now, I will say, his court case, if it goes deep enough, where did that money come from? Why was that money in your account? So the inevitability, even from the lawsuit or the case that Hunter is involved in right now, could be enough to pull the curtain back and reveal the wizard. Yeah. And Toto ain't happy. Not a bit. So, again, we're looking at a situation here where the inevitability is this is going to catch up to the Bidens. The question is when. And the question is, what's going to happen to Joe Bob when that happens? Is Joe Bob going to be allowed to run for president again, or to run as the incumbent, to stay in office? How many of you out there think that with everything that's building up and over a year to go, the inevitability is that Joe Bob probably won't be there? And if he is, how bad will the cheating on that election have to be for him to get the 81 million votes he got the first time around, which is virtually impossible, but that's what was sold to America, and far too many Americans swallowed it. Yeah. So what we're talking about right now, and I'm going to tell you, you all need to go to this article. All I did was give you a lead-in. This article will be included in the article tomorrow with the show embedded in. Cutting through Biden's illusions. And what you will find out is, what are those illusions? And if he gets away with them, how does that affect you and me? And if he doesn't get away with them, how does that affect you and me? Great article, people. And we just touched on some of the better points. We touched on the tyranny. After the break, a good friend of mine, Tom D, and I, and Tom is somebody who consults with RBN, and he is also the administrative director of the Liberty Beacon Project. So between the two of them, Tom has his finger on the pulse and always has. So after the break, we're going to discuss this a little bit deeper, as well as a place where you can go to discuss this on any level you feel you need to without fear of being kicked to the curb. Freedom of speech today is the biggest issue this country faces, and everybody says there's things that are so much worse. But if you can't talk about anything, and everything can be hidden from you as a result of that, then what is worse? If you know nothing, and until it comes up to smack you upside the head, how safe are you in your own country? Your ability to speak and others' ability to speak so you can hear and learn is the only thing that keeps a free country free. And when that is removed from you, don't tell me it's not the most important one, because you obviously haven't done your homework. Our founders apparently thought so. They didn't call it the Third Amendment. They didn't call it the Fifth Amendment. They called it the First Amendment. And it is. And today, with all of the tyranny facing us, we need to talk about that. We'll be back in a bit.
I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking.
Believe me, I would like to let that play all the way through, but this is the second half of the show, and as I promised, I have a special guest. Now, for anybody who didn't hear how I introduced him on the first half, let me explain. Tom D is a consultant for RBN. He was working with John for quite a while, And he is also the administrative director of the Liberty Beacon Project. So Tom has a hand in both pies, and he is a very aware individual and somebody that both of these organizations, ours and RBN, have learned to trust. How are you today, Tom?
All righty there, buddy. How's it going? You got to stop doing this. We're going to make people think I actually have something to say.
Well, actually, you do. And it's not a matter of stop doing it. And you're not going to like what I'm about to say. It's a matter of doing it more. Yeah. Okay. So, no, I don't think Tom would like to do a radio show every day. Would you, Tom?
Well, if I had the time. But I have my finger in so many pies that, I got blueberry on one and strawberry on the other. And, so.
All right. Well, let me set the stage here, and then I would like your input. And I would like it as deep and as long as you would like it to be, because what we are talking about, and again, if you listen to any of the first part of the show, I constantly tell people that the loss of our First Amendment rights is the worst thing that can possibly happen in what is supposedly a democracy or a constitutional republic. We're a constitutional republic, supposedly, but our children are being taught we're a democracy. But either way, okay, what we're looking at is a level of tyranny that goes far beyond anything we could imagine. And this First Amendment was put there for us to have the ability to protect our right to talk. Or protect our right to tell others. But we're seeing tyranny against that today that outshines just about anything. And most people are telling me, look, that's not the worst that can happen to us. I'm telling you that if they can take the First Amendment, there is no amendment that's safe. And you say, Tom?
Well, I always thought that the Second Amendment was there to protect the First. So
supposedly, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you're correct. I mean, hell, even Biden has lost his First Amendment right. I mean, look what happens to him. He's not allowed to speak. If he starts to talk, they yank him away and pull him off a stage or take him away from a crowd, and they write out the things that he is supposed to say. I mean, if they were to let him loose, oh my God, what kind of things would he say? Tell us that we'd like to hear, even if it is mostly gibberish. But
I have a question for you.
Sure, go ahead.
And I mentioned this in the first half of the show, but I'm saying right now that he is getting to be such a big thorn in the Democrat side. And the inevitability it will probably be that if there's any poll watching going on at all, they can't possibly cheat enough for Biden to win again. If they ask him or tell him to step down and he doesn't, do you think there is enough desperation in the deep state and the liberal party in this country to get rid of him?
I don't know in what manner you're speaking that they get rid of him.
They would be created. Yeah. I'm talking about bye-bye, as in you're not alive anymore.
Sleeping with the fishes, or is it just like, okay, Joe, we have a new apartment for you, and it has an ice cream machine all for yourself, so we'll get you a bib, and you'll be happy forever after, so. Hey, my concern was, I was watching a thing about Tucker was talking about Trump, hell, even Tucker is talking so much that I was watching where a Russian news anchor was saying that Tucker, should be very careful not reveal where he's going, how he's getting there, because there could be a car accident or food, might have a food poisoning or a plane crash to shut him up because he's going nuts. And, I think about that too. His level of speech, thank God for Twitter, X, whatever. I don't even know where they came up with that, unless that's supposed to be SpaceX, X something
platform.
To do with that.
X
yeah,
platform.
You know, so, but it's. The stuff that Tucker's putting out is fantastic,
So, oh yeah.
But hell, even the FDA has admitted that they overstepped their bounds by limiting people's opinion, including doctors, telling doctors they cannot tell people that they should take ivermectin
or hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, you know, which is something I used to take every day in the military because I worked around malaria. And, you know, it's really crazy stuff, you know. So they're really shutting down. But, you know, along with the First Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, too, because the First Amendment is your guarantee of right to free speech, but it also gives you the guarantee of not to speak when you don't have to. And this, the Fifth Amendment saying, nowhere in the Fifth Amendment. Well, yeah, but that's not in there. Nowhere in the Fifth Amendment does it say self-incrimination.
I just threw it out as a thought, so people would understand what you were saying.
Yeah, right. Well, I was going to say that, and you beat me to it, and you're jumping into my brain now. That the Fifth Amendment says nothing about self-incrimination. If you take the privilege not to incriminate yourself, the judge will say, well, I'll tell you what. You come up here and tell me what it is, and I'll tell you whether it's going to incriminate you or not. But if you read the amendment carefully, it says you have the right not to be a witness against yourself, which means when you're dealing with law enforcement, there's three things you got to remember. Keep your mouth shut, don't say anything, and shut up.
Okay. For anybody who doesn't know Tom as well as I do, there is always that little snide remark in there that gets you chuckling. So it's never, ever a conversation with Tom that is so keeps dragging you down and down, because every once in a while he throws in one of those little Tomisms. All right, Tom, this is what I need to talk about now, because, again, this is a half-hour segment, so we don't have an inordinate amount of time, and I want to talk about TLV Talk. The reason I want to talk about TLV Talk is we're constantly telling people, this is what we tell people, come into TLV Talk and say what needs to be said. Now, for all of you out there, okay, so you've got a fairly new social media platform. What makes you any better than anybody else? What makes it better as far as things we can do, things we can't do? Look at, this is not about that. Is it a great platform? Yes, it is. Does it do a lot of things? Oh, my God, yes. But this isn't what Tom and I are about to talk about. And what I'm going to ask Tom is, what the hell is the purpose of something like TLV Talk? What is the purpose of it? Look, if you all out there understand one thing, take it away. Listen to me. Nobody's asking you to come in and play. Okay? If you have a group on Facebook or somewhere else that got shut down because they didn't like you talking about the politics you were talking about, then for no other reason, come into TLV Talk, make a group, and bring your friends over. Because if you are talking politics, if you are talking, if you are saying the things that we need to say as citizens of this country, then you've got a place to do it. I don't care if you rub elbows with people in TLV Talk. Look, this is a place where you can do the things that far too many platforms today are restricting you from doing, or literally kicking you to the curb for doing. You tell me that the fourth branch or the fourth estate hasn't become treasonous against we the people, and I'll call you an idiot. Tom, where have I got this wrong? And I would like your opinion on the free speech value of something like TLV Talk, which you helped me to run.
Well, thousands and thousands of members can't be wrong when we're reaching, you know, we're gaining popularity every single day. The problem, as you said, with some of these other places is there's certain subjects that you can't talk about. You can't even hint about. Yet we're what the TLB Talk. There's really no taboo subjects. I mean, as long as they're legal, obviously.
Yes,
I always want to tell you that. You know, we're not going to allow outlaws and things like that. But you have the right to give your opinion. What is on your mind? What do you want to say? What do you want to read about? What do you want to learn? That's what we're all about. We're not controlled by anybody. We do not take corporate money. We depend solely on the membership, and that gives us a lot more freedom than any of these other platforms, Facebook and all. You even think, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if they're packed into our brain. They go, this guy's going to post something bad. We got to ban him now. You know, so, you know, that's why I don't like it. That's why I don't like Facebook. So, or any of the others, really. I mean, you know, X, as you call it, is okay. You know, they got Tucker on there. That's really the only reason I go on there, and that's about it. So
let me jump in here right now, but just to add to what you just said, all right? Listen to everybody. What Tom is saying is he doesn't like baseball. I don't either, okay? I've already told you about the shadow banning I see. But let me explain something to you, okay? If you have tens of thousands of friends on another social media platform, you obviously need to listen a little closer. We didn't tell you to go away from them. If that's your social media, then stay there and be social. Some of you have been there for 10, 12, 14 years, and you have how many friends? We are not asking you to walk away from your social community. What we are asking you to do is when you know you need to talk and you know the friends you need to talk to, come to TLV Talk, make a group, help us to build a community, and say what needs to be said. Have I got that wrong, Tom?
No. In fact, most of the, probably if you're a certain like-minded person and you have friends on Facebook or X or Instagram, whatever, they're probably thinking the same things you are, but they're afraid as much as you to say it. So start a group and then go invite all your friends from those other platforms to come over and then find out what's really on their mind, what they really have to say. That's the point of TLB Talk, is to give you a place that you can call home that's built by us, RBN and TLB, as a partnership. This is the platform that will succeed where all the rest are being abandoned by hundreds or not thousands of people because of the limitation on free speech.
And again, everybody out there needs to understand, free speech does not allow you to break law. Free speech does not allow you to do things immoral. Free speech doesn't allow you to do these things. Free speech, actually, you may think it does, but if it harms other people, then it's not free, okay? It comes at a price. So if what you are saying or what you wish to say is something that you're having a little trouble figuring out how to say, take this from me. And Roger talks a lot, asked Tom. There is nothing you can't say legally and ethically. Just think a little bit, please. Everything you wish to say can be said legally and ethically. And once you have broken that barrier, then there's nothing you can't talk about. Tom, I think you were alluding to the legality thing. I'm hoping I just covered that
yes.
Well enough.
Absolutely. You know, you were talking about the, you know, you're talking about Trump a little bit and yeah. The trial. You know that they've motioned the court for the speedy trial. And yeah. Okay, sure, you can have a speedy trial, but we're not going to give you any discovery then. You know what? I'm sorry. I don't understand that at all. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, Trump is a snowball at the top of the mountain and it's rolling down the hill and it's going to be headed right for the Biden reelection campaign. If not, the whole deep state is going to take out. It's just going to be one big avalanche that they're going to have to run from. I don't even think they're going to be able to run from it. So
let me ask you a question. Do you imagine that will set up some sort of the need for military exercise over all citizens in the United States? Do you think that if we get pissed off enough and the tyranny gets so blatant that some Americans decide to stand up, do you think that will be used as an excuse to bring the entire country under martial law for an indeterminate amount of time?
I don't put anything past them. You know,
I don't either.
I don't know if you read about the Michigan, I don't know if you heard of True the Vote.
Yes.
I can't think of the woman's name around it, but you know, they released a report that showed that the Michigan State Police were informed of numerous incidences yep. of satchels of fake ballots being mailed to the polling places, and someone reported it, and the state police took it over, and the FBI came in and snatched it up, and we haven't heard a word about it. So when you were talking about how many votes, how much are they going to have to distort the true vote this time, I think the only way they're going to be able to do it is to exceed the number of people eligible in the, that live in the United States in order to overcome this. I just think that it's going to be massive.
Or there's one other possibility, and don't nobody count it out yet, okay? Because it's already been tried once, all right? There were threats that illegals in this country who had been here so long, whatever, should be given the right to vote. Did you know there's 30 million illegals in this country, all told? Or people who have come across the border.
But if you can make up fake ballots, who cares? You know, if you can make up a fake ballot and they'll accept it, you know. I mean, they reported that the people were, they were looking at all of these ballots. They got these ballots all spread out on the table and all the signatures are identical. This last four digits of the Social Security number are the same. I mean, how, you know, that.
Yeah. I'm at a loss for words. This is what you and I are both expecting during this next election. We're both expecting, and I'm hoping this is going to come true because I'm definitely going to stir the pot in my area of the woods, that there will be a lot of conservatives or pissed off Democrats who will poll watch. You can tell me I can't poll watch, but if I'm standing outside on the street, there isn't a damn thing you can do about it. Okay. I think that there will be a movement prior to this election to get conservatives online to man every polling station or voting station in the country. I really do expect to see something like that. I do.
Yeah, well, they tried that last election, and the people were actually arrested for trying to go in or wanting to get close. You know, they put up, they covered the windows with newspapers and all that. I mean, how much more evidence do you need that fraud is occurring? You know, it doesn't take much imagination after that point.
No, it doesn't. And if you have a place that is polling both Republicans and Democrats, not just one or the other, then restricting one party or the other from observing it is immediate. That, to me, is an immediate, okay, something isn't right here. This is an open and free election, but you're not allowed to watch us count the ballots because you're not in our party. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yep, absolutely. But don't try to say that on Facebook or Instagram or anywhere else. You know, come to TLB Talk and express your opinions. You know, we're kind of like, you know, TLB Talk is kind of like the verbal, the written version of RBN. You know, you listen to RBN, if you can get in and make a call because the lines are always full. You know, you can't get in and express yourself verbally, so you come on TLB Talk and you express yourself in writing.
For anybody who doesn't remember this, okay, I'd like to mention it every single show because he was a very good friend of mine, John Stattmiller, who founded and owned RBN. John was the media director of TLB Talk, thus the partnership between RBN and TLB Project. John was the media director. John's ideas and concept worked with mine to build a platform. When you hear someone like Tom, who consults with RBN and is actually one of our senior, actually he's the second highest administrator in the entire project, then when Tom talks about these things, he's talking about them from firsthand. When he says, come to TLB Talk, make a group and talk about these things, it's because he sees what's going on all around us. Why did Roger ask Tom to be the administrative director of this project? Gee, I think we just told you. Tom, do me a favor. What I'd like you to do is close this half hour with the importance of and the future of TLB Talk as you see it. And I'm only talking about 3 or 4 minutes. You don't have to go for 15.
Oh, is that how much time we got here? Let's see.
We got about
a minute. Well, all I can do is thank everybody that listens to RBN and participates and also supports RBN, and also invite you to TLB Talk. If you have not come over and seen what we have to offer, please come and join, invite your friends, help us out. We can use all the help we can get, as always. And, you know, you're going to be surprised what you're going to see over there. And we got a lot more stuff coming. And I'm telling you, I mean, the ideas and the projects that we are building on right now, we're just going to blow your mind. So please stop by and see us. You know, it doesn't cost you anything to become a member, although we appreciate drop something into the jar on your way in and maybe on your way out too. I don't know. But invite your friends. Let's see if we can have a big party over there and get the many people in there as we can so that we have a bigger representation of what people are feeling across the country.
I really do appreciate that. And I want to go all the way back to the beginning of this entire conversation when somebody said, it's the First Amendment, and it's the First Amendment for a reason. Anybody who looks at you and says, when you say, I live in a country with a tyrannical government, and they look at you like you're an idiot, the first thing you need to ask them is, do you feel you can get in the middle of your town square, just like a town crier used to, and say everything that you know is wrong with America? And when that person looks at you and says, of course I can't, that would be stupid. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now how important the First Amendment is, because this is coming from our children. Our children are being taught, shut up, put up, and do what you're told. This is what our children are being taught. It's up to people like you and me and Tom and those listening to make sure that our children understand the country they were born in, what it was intended to be, and what it needs to get back to. TLB Talk is a place to go and talk. And we have people like Tom, and we have people like Dan, and we have people like Lucretia, and we have people like Luca, and we have people like Iman. We have some great people, even Judy, who is relatively new. We have some great people making this project even greater. Tom, did I miss anybody?
No, I think you covered it pretty darn good. And, you know, and what you said about what they're teaching our children, that's assuming you have any more control over your children, because the schools are putting a big wedge in between parents and their children and telling them, your parents don't matter, listen to us, we will keep your secrets from them, and just ignore what your parents have to say because they don't know what they're talking about and we do. So,
and if your parents won't let you do it,
I recommend everybody to pull their kids out of school and homeschool them like what we did with our children. So
if your children come home and say, I want to do something, and they go back to the school the next day and tell the counselor or their teacher, my mom or dad said no, the next thing you could very well hear is a phone call stating your child's not coming home, your child is in protective services at this point because of the following. This is happening in the state of Washington and several other states in this country right now. Roger's not making this up.
Right before your show started, I was watching One American News, and the woman on there, the woman newscaster, was saying, like, yeah, I wanted to put a big hole in my lip when I was 13 or 14, and my parents said, absolutely not. And she goes, boy, am I glad they stopped me from being stupid.
All right, everybody, that's Tom D. I'm Roger Landry. This is TLB Talk Radio. We'll talk to you again next week. Thank you for being here.
Have a great day, everybody.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.